So all we're going to say is that I'm here on the 28th of October 2015 with Elvis Fiera.
Fiera. What's it for?
So it's for the archive, Norfolk State Archive. So there's going to be a new website and there's going to be an exhibition, and that whole journey of Norfolk State from when Ali and Tom were really young and just used to juggle to what they do now is all. We're going to have a big an exhibition, so there's going to be pictures and stories and old posters and programmes and old photographs and music from the shows and all sorts, and you can go through the website and you'll be able to click on it. I'll show you the website, sneaky, because I've got access to it at the moment. And you can go on there. There will be a new website, so there'll be lots of people's faces and all the old shows, and you can see who was in it and where you went and all that kind of thing. So it's literally all the facts about Norfolk State are going to be on a website.
Okay, what, and you're just going to ask me questions?
I'm going to ask you, what's your first memory then of Norfolk State, and how do you know Norfolk State?
Okay.
So when was that?
Because
I can remember your mum having contractions here with you, and I was here. And that was the immortal.
The first time I can remember. I can remember like really far back, but I don't know when was when.
Yeah.
So I think probably in somewhere that I can't remember the name of, which is very helpful.
So can you remember the old show Immortal?
No.
Right, so you were still a real baby then, yeah. And Blaze was your babysitter.
Yeah, I can remember Taboo though.
Right, so then you must have been about 4 or 5
yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah, and then I can remember we went to the Eden Project with Taboo.
So just say why you know Norfolk State.
Because my mum and dad have been in it for ages. My dad was in it for 13 years and my mum was in it for 12 years, I think.
Yeah, and you were born into the circus,
yeah,
really, weren't you?
It was 3 weeks and then I went on my first tour.
Yeah.
My brother went when he was 2 weeks, I think.
Went on tour. Yeah. And when did you stop touring then?
Must have been about a year back, yeah. Yeah, because, yeah.
And so how old are you now and how many years does that mean you were touring then?
Well, I'm 11 now, but I was touring for about 10 and a half years.
That's it, yeah.
Close to 11, because I'm almost 12 now.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
12 years, that's a long time. So, which was your favourite show and why? Or maybe you haven't got a favourite.
Well, I think Bianca was really good and I really like the soundtrack in that, but I think my favourite of them all was Taboo, because it's like the classic Norfolk State, you know.
And what was special about that? Is there bits you liked about that, or special performers?
Yeah, I just
or?
Loved it, and I did like Bianca because my dad was singing in it. Taboo is my favourite one.
Right. So you went to Eden Project as well, didn't you?
Mm.
So that must have been Labyrinth.
We had Labyrinth, and then we had Labyrinth the first year, and then Taboo, Bianco the second year, I think.
And what's the funkiest, grooviest place you've ever been to? Because you were one of the lucky people who went to all these amazing places, didn't you? Tell me about that.
The best place we the film of the circus is probably Australia.
Yeah.
Because it was just amazing in Australia.
Yeah.
Yeah, but also some of the places in France when I was like really little. We went to like France. And we just got like our own apartment with a jacuzzi in the back. It's just amazing.
And what was your home life like if you weren't in an amazing place with a jacuzzi? What did you?
Fine.
How was home?
Yeah, I had a truck. Well, first when I was really little, we had like a fire engine, and that was. And then we upgraded to a massive green truck. Which we had for ages, which has now stopped working.
And that was a removal lorry, wasn't it, I think?
Yeah, I think so.
So was it fun driving, you know, around France and places in that? Was there any hiccups?
Well, near the end, there were a lot of hiccups. I think we broke down 3 times on my last thing, which was not very good. Because we went to visit my dad in France, because he was still in the circus, but my mum had gone. And so we went and we stayed in a caravan, which was really different from a massive truck, because you just had like so little less space.
You were a privileged child in that removal truck, though.
Yeah, I was actually, because it used to be like, they used to like, all the new people used to come around and they used to like be meeting everyone. Then we would see this big, massive green truck with the Welsh flag on it, and they would just be like, I wonder who lives there. Then my dad opened the door and was like, oh, who are you? Yeah.
So, what do you think are the best bits about being a kid and on tour?
I think the best bit is just the community of it, because it's just great, because you can just like, it's like in your house, you can't like walk out of the door and go strolling around town without letting anyone know, but in the circus you can just like, you just go out, your mum and dad are in work and everybody knows you there, so you can just go out and be like just wandering around.
Yeah. The biggest sort of space that you live in, really.
Yeah, I think the best is when you're on grass than when you're in a car park.
Mm.
When you're in a car park, you can't really do much. It's just a bit concrete and things. But yeah, and I think the other good thing about the circus was the parties. The parties were amazing. I remember in Edinburgh, the first party we had in Edinburgh, we had a whole jazz band there. It's really cool.
You can remember that, can you?
Yeah, I can. It was
that was Orchestra del Sol, I think.
Yeah. I stayed up really late. I stayed up till like 7 in the morning, and then on the second party I stayed up till 10:30 in the morning, which was very successful for me.
So who else was around and on tour with you that you can remember? You know, how important were your kids' friendships as well with other kids on tour?
Yeah, there were lots of kids on tour. Like, before, there was me, my brother, Rex, Charlie, and, yeah, who were the main sort of gang at the time. And then there were, like, Ash and Holly, who stayed on for 1 year, or 2 years, I can't remember. And then there was, Ruby, which she was there most of the time, but I never really met her properly. And then as, like, in a lot of the other tours, Ruby was on most of them.
Mm.
So that was good. Mm. And, Tommy was also on tour when I was little, because me and Tommy are 2 weeks apart, and we've known each other since we were babies.
You probably learnt to walk on, you know, on something using... I just know when my Charlie was little and he was on tour, and at the same time, these people, Linda and Gregoire's son, was on tour, and they learnt to walk using a wheelbarrow that we used to have around sight.
Yeah.
You know, there was no baby walker or anything, but the kids played with what there was around. So were you ever tempted to try anything out? Can you do anything like juggle or walk on stilts or anything?
I can walk on stilts well, but my juggling isn't that good. I can do the tight wire really well. I'm good at the Diablo.
And what did you miss about it when you kind of tour finished and you went back to school? And how was that change over going back to school? Did you find that easy?
I found it like quite annoying, because like some quite a big step, but I found it that actually it's like really boring in the summer, because I'm like I've spent like 50% of my school time off, and I'm still one of the highest achieving students in the whole school. So I don't really know what they do in the summer, because mentioning wheelbarrows, I think we still have it, but there's this black wheelbarrow, and we sprayed Elvis on the side of it, so everybody would know. And like in parties when I was like a baby, they would just like put a blanket in the wheelbarrow, just put me in the wheelbarrow, and then just like put me somewhere over in the corner, and I would just fall asleep. And you could just wheelbarrow me everywhere. It was really fun.
Yeah. I took my grandchildren out in a wheelbarrow only a couple of weeks ago, actually. Do you know Kit? Milo's son, Kit?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Kit.
And his little sister, Peggy.
Yeah. I've met Peggy, I don't think.
No, she's little.
I've met Kit, though. Kit's nice. I remember when I went with Ilo, we went rabbit hunting. And then he has a potato launcher. It's like a giant potato launcher. It's got like a big cannon. It's like got a big cannon on the end, and then you put a potato in, and then you like light the thing and it just fires. And I remember when we were in the Eden project, we were firing these potatoes like four fields up.
Did you get into trouble with Tim as well for shooting rabbits at Eden?
Or was it just Ilo? No, I didn't, luckily, because Tim was very angry with that. But it was a lot of fun. I mean, Ilo's dog Finch was amazing at catching rabbits. He was just... Because, like, I remember we searched all the traps. I think we found two rabbits in the traps, and then as we were walking home, we were in a big field, and Finch just spotted this rabbit, and he just came pelting after it, and it just went round and round in a circle. And then Finch just leaped and just got the rabbit. It's really, really nuts.
Did you have rabbit stew for dinner that evening?
No, we didn't have rabbit stew. We had just rabbit, which is it's really sweet and chewy. Mm. It's nice.
Mm. So, who cooked for you on tour? Who was Mama in the kitchen?
Lots of people. There was Lily. There was Andy, who was the last chef I was on tour with. There was, there was lots of different chefs.
Do you have a favourite? Somebody who used to...
Not really. I suppose Andy is really good, because, like, when I was little, I was really picky with my food. But Andy was just, like, he would just cook another dish for me. He says, like, curry. I still don't like curry. I just don't like it. But he would, like, if it was curry, he'd cook me chicken, you know? So he was really good. But no, I don't think I do have a favourite.
So, have you got a funny story to tell me? What's the most ridiculous thing that you ever saw or heard? Or the most outrageous thing?
The most ridiculous... Okay, yeah, I've got one for this. So, in one of my, in my last tour with the circus, it was my last tour. And so we were in Czech, I think. Yeah, we were. And so one night, because we had the Botanic Gardens like right next to us. So what we did, everybody got into onesies, okay, and we snuck into the Botanic Gardens, right, and we were just like, we were wandering around the Botanic Gardens in a onesie, right, not all of us, but a lot of us, and I was in my bird onesie.
Is this like, kids or adults?
Like, no, adults as well. Yeah, there was Lindell, I think, was in a onesie. Freya was in a onesie. Yeah, and we were just sort of creeping around the Botanic Gardens, and then we saw, like, just a light just shining, like, right next to us. And everybody was like, Elvis, get down! Mm-hmm. And I was, like, squished between everyone. And then we were on this, like, really small, like, platform, wooden platform, and there was water, and everybody was, like, trying to huddle up. I almost fell in the water. Somebody, like, pushed me and just grabbed me back, yeah.
So do you reckon there's any photographs of you in the onesies going around the Botanic Gardens?
Yes. I don't have any, but I'm sure there is. And, But Yardi, who was a cat on tour, we had Yardi there, and we were walking, and Yardi's like, he's an orange cat, he's like really, really nice. And then we were walking, and then Yardi suddenly just ran off in a random direction, and we were all like, Yardi, Yardi, Yardi. And then I walked straight into this, like, bee's nest. Like, it was meant to be there, but, like, it scared me so much because there was glass on either side and then bees all inside this thing. So I just banged my head on the thing and I just went, wah! And just screamed and fell over because there were so many bees. So.
But they weren't out of,
no,
they around
weren't.
You, they were in
but,
there.
Like, but I thought they were.
Yeah.
And just got scared. Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Let's stop it there. Unless you find.